Well, hi, everybody. I'm Brent Apperson, and in the studio with us now, we have Tammy Hendrickson to visit about a very special event coming up through the Custer County Museum and Historical Society. Tammy, welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you.
You guys are getting ready for the Custer County Museum Historical Tour.
Yes. The historical tour takes part in a two-part area, where the first part of it is like a PowerPoint slide presentation. And I know that it's 3 hours sounds like a long time, but there's a lot of history we're covering. Mm-hmm. And we do have an intermission and walk around and do during in between that, so it's not completely sitting there for that long. And then the other part is actually going out and seeing the sites or going past them and seeing where they once were or where they stood at or that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. So I assume that what you'll be doing in the slideshow kind of sets up then the day on Saturday. Would that
yes.
be a fair statement?
Yes. Okay. So, you know, we always say we encourage both of those because that's, you're missing the history part of it if you just see the site.
Mm-hmm.
So the history part is telling you, you know, this was an early school here versus this was a later one. This was when the Kincaiders were coming. This is where homesteaders were at. So you kind of, it definitely changes that history of that if you missed the first part.
Yeah. Now, the slideshow, will you be presenting that?
Yes.
Okay. Is this something that you put together all by yourself, or?
It is a kind of a solo project.
Uh-huh.
And I have proofreaders, and one of my gals just sat down and said, oh my gosh, you found that on there? Yes, I did find that on there. So over the winter, looking up the research project my past curators and board members and founders, I'm very grateful to them because they have a lot of stuff we have already extracted into like community names in that way. So it's not extremely, I just have to go back and prove a little bit.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yes, it's is a solo project and creating is like, okay, sometimes my mind overworks when I say, oh my gosh, I can't put all that in there.
Yeah. So how do people get signed up for this? This is going to be this week, right?
This week, Thursday night of this week, the 12th. And give me a call at the museum for reservation. 872-2203 is our phone number down there. I'll put you on the list. And that also ensures that a seat in the bus and lunch for Saturday. So,
and then your day on Saturday, when will that begin, Tammy, on Saturday?
I have us down at approximately 9 o'clock, leave the museum corner, load at the museum. So the Thursday evening is at the museum and Saturday morning is leaving from the museum and coming back to there. So it'll be at the museum items rather than other locations.
Let's talk a little bit about the museum, too, if we could. Yeah. I think it's one of the hidden treasures of Broken Bow and Custer County, and we want to make sure people understand it is a great place to visit. And I think about all the things that, well, have happened with area graduations or whatever, people coming back to the community. I can't think of a better place to take visitors than the museum.
Yes. We see a tremendous amount of out-of-town guests bringing the locals in. As they have a chance to get away, and it's like, let's go back and remember that. So the locals kind of take it for granted there, but you have to kind of, while you're here, take it in. And do, but we have a large research facility there that has genealogy and business history, any of that, but also a lot of interesting displays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and let's see, refresh my memory. The museum is open when?
We are open all year, Monday through Friday, 1 to 5.
Okay.
And then in the summertime, from about Memorial Day to Labor Day, we add on hours that we're open from 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday. So we have a Saturday that we volunteer staff in the summertime. So we're always looking for a host to greet and say welcome and do that. So it's always an interesting connection to host and do that too.
Yeah. Let's go back to your tour here for just a little bit. This is something you have done in the past. I know that, you know, there have been things that have come up that maybe it hasn't been able to go every year, but this is what we were talking on the phone. Did you say eight or so of these that you have done?
We started
8 years ago or so?
We started it in 13. So this will be the ninth year coming into it or so. There was about 3 years I had to take a break. And then coming back into that last year was jump back in and do and make my mind challenge a little. And I think my professor, the university professors that come in that do some other projects with the museum, and I do UNL and UNK. And with that, they talked and they've seen some of these things and they said, that's like a huge, like senior project or research project or, you know, that type of thing. I said, well, I do it every year.
Well, we benefit from you doing it because we get to learn a lot because you do do this and take the time to do it. Have we talked really much about the tour itself on Saturday? Just where all are you going to take people?
This tour will be, as they go out in the bus, and it will take us to Northwest Custer County. So some of the areas in which we will go to, we will leave here, head west and north. And I thought, well, how many miles does this normally do? We can, you know, we're within Custer County. And when I first time I drove around, I thought, oh my, it's going to take a little longer. It's 130 miles within Custer County. But it is in the bus, so don't worry. This will take us up to out to Prairie Hill, over to Myrna, to up to the Thomas and Sunshine and Maple Grove school areas. So we go up on the table, end up at Cliff, the community of Cliff up there. Like I was saying, you know, some of these little areas are named for schools, but you also listen to the weather reports and those little names will come in. Mm-hmm. So there's a little map that kind of does. And then we'll go through Fairview, Eureka Valley, Pleasant Hill, which was once a store and community right there. And many of the different elders remember going to the store right there, and it was a halfway point of getting fuel. Mm-hmm. So it had a fuel station out in the middle. and then down through Powell Canyon and Pine Canyon into Arnold. And a lunch is planned at Arnold. And then we'll go north from Arnold, taking the same path as the road race. But the bus driver assured me that we would not be going that speed, especially with the bus. I said, no, because we want to stop and see a little.
Yeah.
Going that fast, we wouldn't be able to see those things. Going through Cedar Grove and Gallatin, Loyal, coming up to Climax, which is a, heard the other day on the radio, that was one of the weather spots. It's like, it actually has a granite marker in the fence line right along the road. So it would had Kincaid picnics out there. And now it's just, you know, a windmill is what's left out there. But it's a nice area, just an open, you know, grass prairie right now. And then go down, then go on up to the top corner. We'll follow, they say, that road, and we'll eventually come out on Highway 2 there. Going through Yucca Hill and Rifle Creek into Dunning. We'll take a tour of the Dunning Museum there and hear a little Sand Hills romance story. And then we will come down through Highway 2, taking a trip down through Linscott, Sand Valley, Windy Point, and the little tiny town or post office named Wirt. W-I-R-T. That was, wow. Whole new thing for me to learn about. And finally, down into Anselmo in the Grandview area, and then returning home from Anselmo to Myrna.
Well, it sounds like a great day, and that's just a sample of some of the history people will get to enjoy on this tour.
Yeah, and I did a little, our Facebook, I did a post the other day about how many people had attended some of these little school, you know, country schools. And our last newsletter for the museum, as we put out a quarterly newsletter, that we talked about the there was a map in there of the country schools or the rural schools and a guide to what names and numbers there were. So that kind of matches up with the history. And it's amazing how many elders, for sure. I was not in one of the rural schools. I did a K-12, you know, in the other corner of the town, of the county.
Yeah.
But that was how many people attended that rural school opportunity and that type of stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. And if people want to get signed up, and again, this is this week, your slide presentation will be Thursday evening, then the tour on Saturday. If they want to get signed up for this, they contact the museum?
Yes, contact the museum. I've got a list down there. Just add your name and make plans to attend Thursday and Saturday. Get me your name on your list and phone number, whatever, contact, and we'll put you on the list. So add you to there, simple as can be. The cost of the event is $40 total and for some good fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that is cheap entertainment now.
I would say so, yes. Yeah. And by the way, when you're going between Arnold and Dunning and you're on that road in the bus, mm-hmm. imagine someone taking that at 120 miles an hour on an average speed. I still don't know how they do it.
Yeah, just so. Like, oh, just going on a regular. It's like, oh my gosh, this is too much.
Yeah, right. Tammy, anything else you wanted to add?
Other than, you know, stop in if you want to, you know, find out some history or do anything else. But just give me a call at the museum there and get your name on the list and add you to the interesting things.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in to visit with us, and we wish you the best this weekend on the tour.
Yes, thank you.